With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
Here we are at the home of the 95% of business, which are small business employers here on, that's right, here in Illinois. Small businesses make up the majority of our economy. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call them at 630-928-0510. Again, 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. This week, we will be joined by guests, former Congressman Joe Walsh, Mark Lawrence of Spot Hero, and Paul Rosengarten of Suits 2020. So let me tell you about this trip that I went on about 2 weeks ago. I talked a lot about this trip. I was excited about it for many weeks. I talked about it on this show. I led a group of several dozen people out to Washington, D.C., and I know I was plugging it, and some of you even took me up on that offer and contacted me and joined me out in D.C. So I want to tell you a little bit about what happened out there and share the experience with you as best as I can through a radio microphone. And again, with the hopes that hopefully you'll be able to join me in some of this small business entrepreneurial advocacy that we engage in all the time through this show on Get Down to Business, as well as through our events and programs that we put on in person throughout the Chicagoland area. So just a few weeks ago, I led a group of several dozen Chicago business leaders out to our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. We had a great trip. We arrived, everybody makes fun of me that sometimes I book my schedule a little bit too tightly, but I booked my ticket in that for the morning of our trip, landed with a few friends. We carpooled together to the airport. Some people had already arrived the evening before in Washington, D.C. We had arranged a group of a block of rooms in the hotels. And let me tell you something, D.C. is a crazy town. Hotel prices are sky high, and every single room in D.C. was booked. In fact, we had a few last-minute procrastinators that decided to join us on our D.C. mission, and they ended up not getting a room in Washington, D.C. They ended up having to stay in Baltimore, which isn't terrible. It's just a train right away. So we arrived in Washington, D.C., and we went straight, literally, from the airport to the steps of the Capitol, where we met with my friend Avi Yorish, who is a political guru. He speaks all over the country on many political issues, particularly foreign affairs. But he sort of told us the lay of the land and gave us a briefing of what the issues being discussed in Congress were those days that we were there. So we knew and we were educated on how to address our elected officials. And sure enough, we had a great conversation there on the steps of the Capitol, and rush, rush, rush. We had so many meetings. We raced off to our first meeting at United States Senator Mark Kirk's office. And Senator Kirk, I'm privileged to sit on his small business advisory board, and I've had a great relationship with the senator, and I feel very privileged to be able to contribute advice and information as it relates to his small business and policy that he's involved in. So we had a great meeting with his office. He actually is the candy man in the Senate. There's one desk that all the candy operations in the state of Illinois, everybody sends their candies, their sample candies. And typically food is not allowed on the Senate floor, but Senator Kirk is actually allowed to have that. So our guests enjoyed some treats in Senator Kirk's office. After that, we went to Senator Durbin's office, met with his staff, and had a great discussion about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, which, after all, is what this show is all about. And as we're sitting in his office, we heard the thunderstorms starting to hit and buzz, and we raced off to we had to take the Senate subway. Senator Durbin's staff was gracious enough to lead us on the subway, which typically I believe only senators are allowed on. We raced off on the subway. Great, a lot of fun. It was the Disney World for our professionals that came along on this trip. A lot of fun, great times. And we took the subway, went over to the other side of the Capitol, went from the Senate side to the United States House side. We met with Andy Guggenheim, who is the counsel for the House Small Business Committee. Had a great discussion about small business policy and agenda. And after the break, we're going to be speaking with former Congressman Joe Walsh, who actually sat on the House Small Business Committee. And hopefully he'll tell us about some of his experiences with that. We had a great meeting with Andy Guggenheim of the House Small Business Committee, and had a number of meetings throughout the rest of the afternoon with a number of members of Congress, Jan Schakowsky, Tammy Duckworth, Brad Schneider, a number of great meetings, great visits, great discussions. Following these important sessions, we had a dinner together as a group of Jewish B2B Networking and the Small Business Advocacy Council out in Washington, D.C. Had a lot of fun. Great experience networking with each other, because after all, networking is what it is all about. And just a great day. In fact, I've actually started a D.C. networking chapter of Jewish B2B Networking. We had a joint networking event between both our Chicago business leaders and the D.C. business leaders. A lot of fun. The next day, the meetings continued. We spent several hours at the White House, meetings with the Obama administration. And as I always say on this show, it doesn't matter what you think of the people that that occupy the office. There is a high amount of respect that I have for our elected officials, regardless of their party. And we had a number of great visits and meetings over at the White House discussing small business and employment policy. And hopefully we made an impact. Hopefully they heard what we had to say. And only time will tell whether we'll be able to put that into place. And following those meetings at the White House, we went over, we had meetings at the Israeli embassy, had a lot of fun over there, met with the economic minister, because our issues that we talk about in this show is all about small business and entrepreneurship. And we wanted to talk about how Illinois businesses can do business with our counterparts, overseas in Israel and perhaps in other countries as well. And following that, yes, there still were more visits. We still did more on this trip. We went over to the United States Holocaust Museum. And that was a tearjerker. That was a very emotional trip for everybody that was on this visit. And again, we're talking about several dozen Chicago business leaders that took time out of their busy, busy office schedules, out of their busy family lives, and they came with us to speak up and to tell their elected officials what mattered to them. And I cannot emphasize that enough. We've had a number of people on the show in the past. And in fact, after the break, we're going to be talking with former Congressman Joe Walsh. And Joe will tell you how important it is that people speak up and make their voice heard. My issues are small business. My issues are entrepreneurship. My issues are jobs. I speak up, and I speak up to folks in my party and the other party, and I tell them what matters to me. And I can tell you, it makes a difference. So what I'm asking you, listeners of Get Down to Business, speak up. Make your issues heard. I want you involved in what we're doing in Jewish B2B Networking, the organizations that I'm involved in. This show is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And that trip to Washington was fantastic. We had literally 35-plus meetings over the course of 2 days, meetings on Capitol Hill, meetings at the White House, meetings with agencies and departments of the United States government, and we do the same thing in Springfield, Illinois, in our state capital as well, and we make our voices heard, we step up, we talk about what matters to us, and not only do we do these advocacy missions, we do a lot of networking as well. In fact, I would like to invite you to join me for breakfast and networking at the MB Financial Bank in Morton Grove on July 8th. You could find out more information about that event on my website, shalomkline.com. The time to register is now. We'd love to have you there. It's a great event. MB Financial has been a great supporter of some of our work. We'd love to do some great networking over there, and I'd love to have you there. But as I always say, there's no one recipe for success. Advocacy is important. Small business issues are what keeps our nation alive. It is the economy. As I started in the show, I said that Illinois is made up primarily of small businesses. So we've got to keep that environment strong. We've got to support our small businesses. Remember to shop local. I'm telling this to myself as well. It's so much easier sometimes to order a pair of shoes online. But remember, visit your local businesses. Support your local stores. find out about those sort of hidden gems, the diamonds in the rough, as I always say, the businesses that exist on Main Street in your community. Visit them, get to know the business owner, support them, promote them, invite your neighbors to come out over there. Tell them about what you've seen in their stores. I guarantee you'll find some of the coolest products, some of the coolest things in those stores. But the only way we can keep those small businesses alive is by speaking up and making our voices heard. And that's what this show is all about. That's what the show is all about. It's about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. After the break, we're going to be talking with former Congressman Joe Walsh, Mark Lawrence of Spot Hero, and Paul Rosengarten of Suits 2020, who's a great local small business owner. And small business, that's what we're all about right here. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. You'll be right back with Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Pamela Tyus. Taking a look at traffic. Well, that left lane is still blocked due to an accident on the inbound Eisenhower, and it is tight inbound from Austin to Laramie, so just be careful in that area. It's also going to take you about 20 minutes out from Mannheim, so just a lot of traffic in that area, so be careful. The Eaton's still free and clear. No major delays there. Inbound Kennedy, 20 minutes to downtown, and it's wide open from Montrose to the Circle Interchange. No problems also between the River Road Toll Plaza and Montrose outbound, just a 22-minute ride out to the airport. Open from Jackson to Montrose, but a little slow outbound from Nagel to Canfield. Express lanes are still delay-free. Chicago, 83 and sunny tonight, 61. Tomorrow, 80. That's a good thing, but maybe some showers. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
So, you forgot your keys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then your phone. And oh yeah, your wallet.
This is gonna be a bad day.
No worries.
Good morning.
Good mornings begin with good information.
The entrance from Harlem is blocked. Cloudy skies with some showers.
Up-to-date traffic and weather four times an hour with news, opinion, and insight in between.
'Cause I gotta get there.
Start your morning with John Howell and Amy Jacobson. Starting at 6 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-440-1764. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shoppe, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-440-1764. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-440-1764.
Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call them at 630-928-0510. You can also email them Simplify at TandemHR.com. We just finished a great discussion about our recent trip to Washington, D.C. That's right. I led a group of several dozen Chicago business leaders out to Washington, D.C., and to our state capital in Springfield, Illinois. What an interesting few days. I'm privileged to broadcast this show from the lovely AM560 The Answer studio in Elk Grove Village, which I surrender on weekday afternoons to former Congressman Joe Walsh, who broadcasts The Joe Walsh Show daily from 5 to 8 p.m. talking politics and everything current. So, Joe, thanks for joining us this Sunday afternoon.
Shalom, it's great to be with you, man. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thanks for joining us on the show. So first of all, do you enjoy being back in our depressing Chicago weather, or would you rather be back in Washington dealing with the folks that sort of set our policy or whatever you call it?
Well, it's interesting. I don't like the weather here, but I have always said shalom because I grew up here. The Midwest grows hardier folk. We have to put up with this cold and these four distinct seasons. So I don't mind it.
And the alternative is going back to Washington and trying to fight the fight and argue with a bunch of people that don't seem to know how to listen. So I guess you got to pick your battles, right?
Well, you have to pick your battles. And, you know, again, this radio thing, I'm still relatively new to. I've been doing it for about a year. And I just consider it still to be the fight. And so we're still fighting for things like freedom and limited government. We're just not doing it in Washington right now.
So tell us about your golf outing that's coming up. Let's start with that. How did that come about? Everybody's been getting emails and hearing about it on the radio. It seems sort of like an interesting match. Tell us about what you're doing with that golf outing.
We got a huge problem, Shalom. We've got young black males in the city of Chicago killing other young black males. And this is going on in our major cities. And you know what? Too many black leaders and too many white liberal leaders aren't doing anything about it. This guy, Corey Brooks, is the only guy in the city of Chicago I know who's literally talking the talk and walking the walk and trying to stop young black males from shooting other young black males. And he's saying he's the only black leader in Chicago who's saying, hey, look, this is our problem. This is our family. We got to clean up this issue. And I am just so pleased to be partnering with him and his attitude.
That's awesome. And I know the AM560 has been very, very actively promoting this. It's a great cause. I think, in fact, we are very close to selling out or may have already sold out. It's going to be a packed house, won't it?
It's going to be a packed house. Golf, it's all sold out, Shalom. But, you know, anybody can come. We've still got room for dinner. Dinner, and you can meet Pastor Corey Brooks. You can meet there. I'm going to MC the dinner. It's going to be great. We're going to have 300 to 400 people having a good time, and all the proceeds, again, are going to benefit the work that Pastor Corey Brooks is doing down on the south side with Project Hood, trying to keep young black men in school and gainfully employed and keep them off the streets.
What a great cause, and I will be there right there. I don't
awesome.
Know how to golf, but I'll be there for dinner, and I'd love to introduce you to some folks. So before we go any further, how can people register for that dinner and sign up so they can come out and meet you?
Go to AM560TheAnswer.com. I gave you my New York station address there. AM560TheAnswer.com, and we've got a link up there where folks can still sign up and register for the dinner portion of the event on the 6th.
So what a great lead-in. So you are now on the airwaves, not only in Chicago, but you're actually talking politics and talking about what's going on, current events out in New York as well. That is awesome. What has the response been in the New York market to former Congressman Joe Walsh?
Shalom, it's been wonderful. Again, for better or for worse, you know, because you and I have known each other for a while, I made a name for myself in my 2 years in Congress. A lot of people know who I am. That's not necessarily a good thing, because a lot of people can't stand me. But it's been great. The reception in New York has been wonderful. I'm actually going out there, Shalom, next week. I'm going to be with Dennis Prager and Michael Medved. A big Stand with Israel event. It's going to be New York City's largest public stance of support for Israel. I can't wait. And that's, as you know, that's a very big issue to a lot of folks in the New York area.
Such an important issue, and for those of our listeners that have friends out in New York, go out there, join Joe, join Dennis Prager, join the crowd in really supporting such a great cause. Israel is an important issue. On this show, we talk all about small business and entrepreneurship, as you know, Joe.
Yep.
And I've been encouraging people to step up, make their voice heard, speak up on the issues that matter. Just a few minutes ago, we talked all about sort of both shopping local and supporting your local businesses. That's how you keep businesses in business. But small businesses make up our economy. I mean, the only way we can get our elected officials to really hear the concerns is to speak up. And so often people don't speak up. So we're trying to do something about it by bringing people along. But you listen, you follow the politics, you follow the policy as much as I do. What do you think is going to happen in this upcoming gubernatorial race here in Illinois? You got Bruce Rauner, who's got a lot of business experience, but there's some criticism about who he is and where he really stands. And Governor Quinn, who's been governor for a bunch of years, Governor Quinn is pushing on the minimum wage. What do you think is going to happen? What's your predictions?
I think it's going to be a very close election, Shalom, and I think it's a very important election because here's the deal: people are getting the heck out of Illinois at a rate this country hasn't seen in ages. People leave Illinois faster than out of any other state. This state's the most corrupt state. It's the most broke state. And small businessmen and women here, Shalom, because you're talking to these folks all the time, it's just too expensive to do business here. To save this state, we have to turn that around. But having said all of that, look, it's a Democrat state in many ways, so I think it's going to be a very close election.
And I think I know the answer to this one, but minimum wage is a discussion that's literally taking place right now in the state capitol. I don't know if it's going to pass, this time around, but it's certainly a discussion that's out there. What's your opinion about raising the minimum wage? We all want people to make money. We all want people to be employed. We all want people to be able to pay their bills. But there's two sides of the argument that are both very, very different. What do you think is going to happen, and what's your opinion on that?
I doubt anything will happen this year. I think it's an issue that Democrats have brought up to try to galvanize voters in November. They know nothing's going to happen, certainly not in D.C. And even here in Illinois, Shalom, Michael Madigan's trying to put it on the ballot as a non-binding referendum. There won't be legislation. Look, here's the deal. We raise the minimum wage, it's going to hurt the people it's supposed to help, the low-wage earner and primarily young people. I think that the low-wage earner and young people, my own opinion, would be much better off if government stayed out of this business altogether, and small businessmen and women, the ones who create jobs, as you know, they dictated the wage their workers should get. We'd be much more effective in a real open market.
And Joe, as both you and I know, our economy is mostly made up of small businesses, so we certainly can't do anything that will hurt an already fragile economy. You travel all over the country these days, especially now that you're free from Washington. You've been to a lot of states. What's the model that you think we should be looking at? What's the model that works?
Go to Texas. Go to South Carolina. Go to Louisiana. Go to Florida. Go to a number of these states, Shalom, where they are growing, they're creating jobs, and they're prospering because government in these states, a number of these states, is staying out of the lives of and out of the hair of small businessmen and women. Taxes are low. Regulations are minimal. And in environments like that, the good people in this country, the entrepreneurs, the risk takers, you know what they do. They start businesses, they take risks, they hire people, and they grow. The opposite of that is happening in places like Illinois and New York and Michigan. We've got to somehow in the Midwest get to that sort of a model.
So, Joe, you've got a lot to say, and people can listen to you every single day right here on AM 560 The Answer from 5 to 8 p.m. talking politics, all things current events. But, Joe, how else can people find out about the show and everything else that you do?
They can follow me on Twitter, Shalom, which is great, @WallStreetum, @WallStreetum. As you know, they can listen to me any time of the day or night if they go to walshfreedom.com/podcast, walshfreedom.com/podcast.
Awesome, Joe. Thanks for joining us this week. We'll continue this conversation.
It's called Memorial Day for a reason. It's to honor those that have sacrificed it all to protect this country from evil. Around here, we don't take it lightly. Thank you to the hundreds of thousands of men and women who've died in the field of battle. This weekend, we remember, recognize, and honor you. Because without your sacrifice, these United States wouldn't be the United States of America. Happy Memorial Day weekend. From AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. Not much of a holiday for Isla Vista, California, stunned by Friday night's mass murders.
I didn't think it was gunshots because loud things happen all the time, but then, like, when people started running in and getting down and, like, huddling in corners, then that's when I was like, this is real.
Elliot Roger killed 6 people, wounding 13 others before fatally shooting himself. Family members, alarmed by the videos he posted online, contacted authorities. The Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office concluding he didn't pose a threat. Ukrainians hope the president they elected today will help stabilize their country.
So-called chocolate king Petro Poroshenko with an all-out victory garnering 56% of the vote, according to exit polls. In second place was former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher in Kiev. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Pamela Tyus. Taking a look at traffic, let's talk a little bit about the CTA. The CTA Orange Line are having some delays. They will not stop in either direction. That's between Halstead and Roosevelt until 4 a.m. Tuesday morning. That's May 27th due to track construction. Shuttle buses will accommodate riders in the area, so allow some additional travel times. If you're riding on the Blue Line, both directions of that Blue Line service will share just a single track between Racine and Jackson until 7 p.m. That's due to overhead bridge work. Allow additional travel times there as well. The Eaton's no delays. Kennedy inbound fine. The outbound moving well. Just a 20-minute ride out to the airport. Express lanes no delays as well. Chicago 83 and the sun is going down but still peeking out there a little bit. Tonight 61. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
Hi, I'm Alan Lev, President and CEO of Belgravia Group, Chicago's premier builder of lofts, condos, and townhomes. Our talented employees make building the home of your dreams an enjoyable reality. To better recruit and retain dedicated employees, we need to offer Fortune 500 benefits. In 2001, we partnered with Tandem HR, a local highly rated PEO. Tandem HR offers our business a single source solution for health insurance, 401k, workers' comp, payroll, and more. Our HR representative, who's part of our team, completed job descriptions, employee satisfaction surveys, and addressed HR compliance issues. Tandem HR also has transparent billing, so we know exactly what we're paying for. Plus, they're one of only 22 PEOs that's bonded by ESAC. So if you're looking for your dream home, visit BelgraviaGroup.com. And if you're a small or mid-sized business, I encourage you to visit TandemHR.com or call Tandem's founder, Bruce Leon, at 630-371-6201 for a free cost benefits analysis.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
This show is all about sharing the stories and profiles of the people that are making it happen. Making it happen in business, these are people that are being taking innovative entrepreneurship and turning it into success. I'm thrilled to be joined with my friend and one of those people that meet that profile, Mark Lawrence of SpotHero.com. Mark, thanks for joining us on the show.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thank you.
Of course. So, Mark, tell us about what Spot Hero actually is. Tell us about your business.
So Spot Hero allows you to reserve a parking spot ahead of time. You can purchase it on an app. We're available for iPhone and Android. And basically, you put in where you're going, you search available spots, and you can book it with one click. You know exactly where you're going to park, and you know exactly how much you're going to pay.
And I can imagine that this wasn't an idea that started in the shower one morning. How did this idea sort of develop? How did you turn it into reality?
Well, I like to drive, but I don't like to park. And so my co-founder and I, Jeremy Smith, we were friends, and basically, you know, we had gotten a lot of parking tickets, and we had figured that there was a better way to know where you can park, to actually pay, and to get, you know, parking spot with ease, and thus the idea of Spot Hero was born.
I'm amazed that you were able to start a business after getting parking tickets. I'm amazed. One of the things that we all know when you start a business is you need to have some capital. So I give you a lot of credit for being able to get past those parking tickets and past the high cost of gasoline and parking fees in order to be able to make this a reality. So, Mark, is Spot Hero based in Chicago?
Yeah, Spot Hero is based in Chicago, and our headquarters are right in River North.
That's cool. And the parking solutions, is it only in Chicago, or have you sort of replicated the model and done it elsewhere as well?
Oh, so we've replicated the model and have since expanded to a bunch of different cities, New York City, Washington, D.C., Boston. We're in quite a few cities, and we're going to be expanding further.
And as you say, those city names, I think of all of my travels, all of my business travel, and all the awful, awful experiences that I've had, you know, renting a car and trying to find spaces to park. And your app has saved me time. It saved me money. And I know that's what our listeners want to hear. So that's really cool. And so how many people do you have now on the Spot Hero team?
So right now we have 22 people full-time on the Spot Hero team. And we got a few spots that we're hiring for.
Awesome. And so hopefully before the end of this segment, we'll be able to share that information, both how people can get in touch with you, but also how people can find out about those opportunities. The show is all about entrepreneurship, which you certainly exemplify, but also about jobs. And if you're growing and you're bringing people on, we'd love to get the word out about there. So how many people do you hope to get on the app?
Well, we want this to be the app for parking. So when you think of, you know, a taxi, you're going to think of Uber. When you think of food, you're going to think of Grubhub. When you want to park, there's Spot Hero.
That's awesome. And tell us what platforms people can get this on. iPhone, Android, you said?
Yes, we have a website at spothero.com, or you can download it on Android or iPhone. And what's nice is you can get discounts of up to 80% by booking a reservation at a parking garage. You don't have to circle around, being stressed or worried. You can literally go, in a lot of cases, scan your phone. It lets you in, and scan and lets you right out.
That's awesome. So do you have any of the stories of some of the successes or really funny stories of people that really have been saved by Spot Hero? Any interesting stories that you could share with our listeners?
We get a lot of, stories from people. It's interesting because a lot of the saves are things that we experienced ourselves. And so I think, some of the funniest are people say, this actually worked. Like, they didn't think it would work. It's really nice to hear when someone is like, you know, I used to be stressed about coming into the city. now I don't stress anymore because I can park the Spot Hero and I can just worry about where I'm going and what I'm going to do instead of where am I going to park.
That's awesome. And so changing gears for a moment, what advice can you share to young professionals like yourself to help them turn their ideas into reality? You made something happen. You're now, you now have grown a team of people. You're now in multiple markets. What advice can you share with other people in our age bracket, people that might have an idea? How did you make it happen?
So I think I would focus on how do you get it to the next step? Instead of just this large idea of, okay, it's going to be everywhere, I'm going to have this many people, I need this much capital, it's what is the minimum that it takes to get to the next step. Usually you don't need money, you just need yourself, right? That real next step, that minimum, they call it the minimum viable product, but like the very minimal to actually get it moving forward. And then keep incrementally getting it to that next step, next step, next step. And over time, it will become something much larger.
And staying focused. Staying focused is important. You clearly, I hear it in your voice, you've got that passion for entrepreneurship, that drive to make things happen, and you're doing it. So that's exciting. You are focused, and hopefully that can be a lesson to some of our fellow entrepreneurs that are out there. So we've got just under a minute remaining. How can people find you, Spot Hero, and more information about the app?
So you can go to spothero.com and see, you know, which cities we're in, information about the app. If you have, you know, you can go to Google Play or the iPhone and download our app and see available parking spaces. If anyone has questions, they can call us directly, 312-566-7768, or email us, support@spothero.com.
And you mentioned that there are actually job opportunities with your team as well on the website.
Yeah, spothero.com/jobs, and, you know, we've got a couple of different positions open, and that's changing, you know, from time to time based on when people apply, so definitely check it out.
Fantastic. Thanks, Mark, for joining us. After the break, we're going to be talking with Paul Rosengarten of Suits 2020. Thanks, Mark, for joining the show. Looking forward to continuing to share those stories of entrepreneurial successes right here on Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Pamela Tyus. Taking a look at traffic. Well, roadways are looking pretty good out there this afternoon. The Eden's free and clear inbound 19 to Montrose. Outbound, just a 19-minute trip to Lake Cook Road. The Kennedy inbound, 20 minutes into downtown. No problems between Montrose and the Circle Interchange. Outbound, equally fair, 20 minutes out to the airport. It is wide open from Jackson to Montrose. And no problems to report from Montrose to the River Road Toll Plaza. Expressway or express lanes are still moving freely. Eisenhower inbound, 29 minutes to the post office. Outbound, just under 30 minutes into Thorndale. If you're traveling on the Stevenson, no worries there. It's free and clear either way you go. Chicago, 80 and fair. Tonight, going down to about 61. Possible thunderstorms. Tomorrow, back up to 80. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Alan Lev, President and CEO of Belgravia Group, Chicago's premier builder of lofts, condos, and townhomes. Our talented employees make building the home of your dreams an enjoyable reality. To better recruit and retain dedicated employees, we need to offer Fortune 500 benefits. In 2001, we partnered with Tandem HR, a local highly rated PEO. Tandem HR offers our business a single source solution for health insurance, 401k, workers' comp, payroll, and more. Our HR representative, who's part of our team, completed job descriptions, employee satisfaction surveys, and addressed HR compliance issues. Tandem HR also has transparent billing, so we know exactly what we're paying for. Plus, they're one of only 22 PEOs that's bonded by ESAC. So if you're looking for your dream home, visit BelgraviaGroup.com. And if you're a small or mid-sized business, I encourage you to visit TandemHR.com or call Tandem's founder, Bruce Leon, at 630-371-6201 for a free cost benefits analysis.
Are you anxious and worried all the time? Do you just feel miserable and make everybody around you miserable too? Yeah, I was just like you once, and I hated it. Then I called to try a sample of Lumaday, and I feel so much better now. Maybe you should try it too.
If you worry too much, feel anxious or exhausted, Lumaday can help you feel more relaxed, confident, and positive. Enjoy a complimentary 2-week sample now by calling 1-800-500-6314. Lumaday is a natural supplement, uniquely formulated with ingredients clinically tested to promote a more positive mood. Lumiday has helped thousands of people feel more relaxed and enjoy happier days. And it's now the number one selling moon enhancement supplement at GNC. So if you're ready to feel more relaxed, confident, and positive, call now for your complimentary sample. Lumiday is available at GNC, Rite Aid pharmacies, and Vitamin World. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling now. 1-800-500-6314. That's 1-800-500-6314.
Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. Aside from featuring the stories from people that are making a difference like Mark Lawrence, from Spot Hero, we try to share helpful information and skills like customer service. When I think customer service, I think of a few experiences that I have had. One of which I always look forward to is visiting my friend Paul Rosengarten at Suits 2020 in Niles. So, Paul, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me, Shalom. I look forward to discussing whatever I can help you with.
Fantastic. So, Paul, customer service is such an important issue in for everybody that's out there. Why is providing excellent service important to you at Suits 2020?
Well, it's important to me for several reasons. Number one, it shows the pride I take in the store I own, in the people I manage, and in everything that happens within these four walls. It also lets the customer realize that they are important to me, because without them, we wouldn't be in business. They pay our bills. They pay our paychecks. And so it's important for them to understand and for us to convey to them how much we appreciate everything they do for us when they walk in that door.
And how can small businesses implement something like customer service when it's often viewed as something for perhaps a big business? How can the mom-and-pop operation really provide excellent service?
Well, a couple of things we do that go such a long way, and people are so amazed at. Here at Suits 2020, during the weekday, we open at 10 o'clock, and there's a sticker on the door that says hours, 11, so it's from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. However, we're here at 10 a.m., so we're here straightening the store, preparing it for the day. If someone walks up to that door at 10:01, we let them in. And they look at the sticker, and they look at us, and you can see this look of they're a little confused. The sticker says 11, we're saying 10, and they say, are you sure? And our response has always been, we are open when you are here, period. You're the most important person to us, and that little bit of appreciation goes such a long way. They tell their friends, and most importantly, they not only realize how special they are to us, but they feel it. And that is, it's a good feeling for everybody.
And that's sort of the underlying message, and I think it's so important. And anybody who walks into your men's clothing store in Niles certainly gets that feeling that they are the most important thing. So, Paul, you're in the business of clothing. Can you share some advice on how people can dress for success?
Well, it's important when we carry primarily tailored clothing, which is men's suits, and I recommend to all my customers to always save money for tailoring, because the tailoring is what's going to make the suit fit like a glove. So if you have a budget, and if you have your mind, for example, set on a Calvin Klein suit, and the suit gets you at the top of your budget and you can't tailor it completely, buy a suit that's a little less costly than a Calvin Klein and do more tailoring so that the suit fits like a glove. And no one's going to know or care whether you have that little Calvin Klein label inside the suit, because the lesser expensive suit you bought and had tailored more to your fit is going to look much better than the Calvin Klein.
And is there anything that people can do to sort of stand out, to sort of make that little snazzy presence when they walk in a room?
It's all about accessorizing, from wearing a shirt and tie that pops. A lot of the guys now are wearing these little lapel pins that maybe are a little flower or little mini bow ties. Guys are becoming, they're learning from women, they're accessorizing a little more, they're mixing and matching colors and patterns. It's become more exciting and more fun, even for the real conservative guy. When I say that, I mean, I'm thinking of the banker or the accountant. He can do it in a way. We carry a line of happy socks, and they've got fun colors, fun patterns in them that you can wear with a classic navy striped suit and wear maybe a blue polka dot socks. No one's going to know the difference except for you, or maybe if you sit down and cross your legs. And that's something that might start up a conversation with someone or let them know that, hey, you're just a regular person and you're not just some stuffy black suit wearing guy.
And nobody can tell this through the radio microphone, but I am wearing one of those happy socks pairs that I actually got right there at Suits 2020. So is accessorizing is important, stand out. Lapel pins, as you're saying, those are great touches. So what information, we've got about a minute and a half left, can you share for the young professional going on a job interview? How should they dress?
Dress somewhat conservatively. Look the part of whatever position you're trying to be hired for. I wouldn't say do anything silly or crazy. Maybe wear a slightly unique tie or cufflinks because the interviewer might remember you from that. Do something a little different, but not so different that you're going to look silly or foolish. In fact, we have our 10th sale beginning this weekend, the 23rd, where we blow out suits at $69 to $129. We'll have 5,000 suits. We do this only once a year, shirts and ties, and we get a lot of guys that will buy an outfit for or a wardrobe for a year, and they're set. And we just see them once a year at this time, and they spend like $500, and they're getting three suits, three shirts, three ties, and usually an outerwear piece that normally would have cost them about $1,200.
10 sales going on right now at Suits 2020. Paul, how can people find you? What's your address, and when can people come out and visit the 10 sale?
Our address is 7651 North Caldwell in Niles. The phone number is 847-676-2020. 10 sale starts tomorrow, May 23rd, ends June 8th. We're constantly filling in, so there's always new merchandise. This is our 14th year, so people know about it. We hope to see you there.
Awesome. Thanks, Paul, for joining the show. You're on with Get Down to Business. After the break, we're going to be talking more entrepreneurship.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-440-1764. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shoppe, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-440-1764. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-440-1764.
I want you. Yes, I want you. I want you to join me for networking and breakfast at MB Financial on July 8th in Morton Grove. Yes, we're doing a networking event. Networking is what I'm all about, and I'd love to have you there. You can find out more information about our networking event at MB Financial Bank in Morton Grove on July 8th on my website, shalomkline.com. Would love to have you there. On my website, you can download podcasts of this show and, in fact, all of our shows. You can find out who's going to be up next on Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein. Visit my website, shalomkline.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the Big John and Amy Show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. Approach people at the right time and place. People may not want to listen to you when they're having dinner at a restaurant on a Saturday night. Even at a networking event, if two people are deep in conversation, wait a little while and keep your distance until a natural break occurs. On my website, check out the pictures from my Washington, D.C. trip, which I told you about earlier in the show. We visited many of our elected officials. We visited the White House. We visited with agency officials, elected officials, members of Congress, United States senators. We even took a little trip on the Senate subway, and we spoke up about the issues that matter to us in small business. Earlier in the show, I pushed hard on shopping local, on supporting your local small businesses. I guarantee you there are so many fantastic hidden treasures, diamonds in the rough that exist on Main Street in your community. And the only way that they can survive, the only way that they can thrive, the only way that those businesses can be successful is when you visit them, when you shop local, when you speak up about the issues that matter to you. You know, listen, my issues are small business and jobs. Those are the issues that I care about most of all. But everybody has their priorities. Your business, I'm sure, has its own unique concerns depending on what industry you're in. And the only way you can affect the policy of those issues is by speaking up and making your voice heard. So we do that. We do that. Here on this show, I've brought people along with me to Washington, D.C., to Springfield, Illinois, to our nation, and to our state's capital to speak up and make their voices heard. We had several dozen people that came with us on our trip to Washington, D.C. I told you about some of the fun experiences that we had, literally 35 plus meetings over the course of 2 days in our nation's capital. We visited, we took a little trip on the Senate subway. We had dinner together as a group. We had a joint networking event with Chicago and DC business owners because, listen, you need to branch out beyond your own local community. And we had such a great time, and I'd love to have you on one of our next trips. I'd love to have you involved. I'd love to hear from you. What issues matter to you for your business, for your job search, for your employer, whatever it might be? I want to hear about it. And I want you to contact me on my website, shalomkline.com. And on that website, again, you can find out more information about our networking event on July 8th at MB Financial Bank, right in Morton Grove, right here. And that's on July 8th, brought to you by MB Financial. That event is open to people from all walks of professional life, whether you're looking for a job, whether you own a small business, whether you're looking to hire people. Networking is where the action is. That's where it all happens. And as I said, you can listen to the business tip of the week daily on the Big John and Amy Show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. Remember, approach people at the right time and place. People may not want to listen to you when they're having dinner at a restaurant on a Saturday night. Even when you're at a networking event, if two people are deep in a conversation, wait a little while. Keep your distance until the natural break occurs. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510, or you could also email them simplify@tandemhr.com. Get Down to Business is also brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. Again, 708-771-7777. Looking forward to continuing this conversation about small business and jobs next week and Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health